Okay. Good. Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. We are going to discuss, Be'ezras Hashem, one pasuk in the parasha. It's the last pasuk of the parasha, and it's very full of tremendous ideas, very insightful, creative, and intriguing ideas. So let's look at what it says in the pasuk. The Torah told us that Rivka and Yitzchak both send Yaakov away to the house of Lavan. Rivka says to Yaakov, you need to escape Esav. Yitzchak tells Yaakov, you need to find a wife. Yitzchak warns Yaakov about marrying women who are local, who are in Canaan, just as we know Avram insisted that Yitzchak marry not from the women of Canaan, but from family. So it was with Yitzchak. Yitzchak tells Yaakov that Hashem will give you the Birkas Avraham and you will marry from the family. So now we look at Esav and his reaction to this. Pasuk tells us that Esav realizes that Yitzchak had given this bracha to Yaakov and had sent him away to find a wife. Yaakov had done so, and Esav came to a realization, Ki ra'os b'nos kinoan b'ene Yitzchak aviv. We know early in the parasha Esav married the local women, and this was displeasing to Yitzchak and Rivka, and Esav realized on another level that this is really something that was disturbing to Yitzchak. So now we read the following. Vayelech Esav el Yishmael, Vayikach es machlas bas Yishmael ben Avraham achos nevayos al nashav lo v'isha. There are a lot of parts to this pasuk, and this pasuk needs to be dissected and understood. The simple idea is, of course, Esav marries family. He marries the daughter of Yishmael. But look at the phraseology of the pasuk. Vayelech Esav el Yishmael. That's how it begins. Esav goes to Yishmael. And then, Vayikach es machlas bas Yishmael ben Avraham. So after saying first he goes to Yishmael, then the Torah shifts to saying he takes machlas daughter of Yishmael, son of Avraham. Why does it go back and say Ben Avraham? Probably because of the Yichus, because of the family. Achos Nevayos, another aspect of her family. This woman, Machlas, had a brother, Nevayos. Why is that significant? The firstborn of Yishmael is Nevayos. Al Nashav, what's the Al Nashav coming to tell us? Lo Isha. So the pasuk is filled with a lot of intriguing phrases that need to be understood. Now, let's first make a cheshbon that Rashi does for us. It's a very long Rashi, but of course you're going to be Mavisedra and you'll get here, so you have an easier time when you get to the long Rashi. So Rashi quotes the Gemara Megillah for us, and that's focusing on the Achos Nevayos. And then this is going to open up the context of something else that occurred at this very juncture in time. Rashi tells us that the Torah drops the fact that this woman is Achos Nevayos, this Machlas Achos Nevayos, for the following reason. Why mention it? The answer is that when it came time for Esav to actually do the Nesuin, to marry, to consummate that which he was Ma'ares, this woman Machlas, when it came to following up on the actual marriage, it was not Yishmael, but it was Nevayos who actually gave her over. Namely, because Yishmael died at this juncture. Meis Yishmael misha ya'ada le'esav kodem nisu'eha ve'isiya Nevayos achiha. So to know that Yishmael died right now, so at the end, the Nisuin was happening after Yishmael died. Why is that fact important? Because that allows us to calculate the age of Yaakov at this point, because Yaakov and Esav were the same age, of course, which allows us to figure out the fact that Yaakov had 14 years that he was studying in Beis Midrasho Shel Eiver on his way to Laban. And Rashi continues with the math for us, because we know the total lifespan of Yishmael as described at the end of Chayisara, and that's the pasuk tells us that Yishmael lived, as the pasuk says, Ve'ele shnei Yishmael ma'as shana u'shloshim shana v'sheva shanim, which again, you'd wonder why the Torah have to tell you that, but that goes together with this pasuk of Achos Nevayos. Now that we know Yishmael lived to the age of 137, now everything is going to fall into place, because if he dies right now, that means if Yishmael dies at 137, we know the difference in age between Yishmael and Yitzchak was 14 years, right? We know that Avraham was 86, the Pasuk tells us, when he had Yishmael, and Avraham was ben ma'as shana, v'yivarego es Yitzchak b'no, so it's a 14-year difference. If Yishmael dies at 137 right now, that would make Yitzchak 123. And we know the Pasuk says in the beginning of Toldos, Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana Veledes Osam. Right? That means that Yitzchak was 60 when Yaakov and Esav were born. So now if Yitzchak is 123, that would make Yaakov and Esav both 63. Now, if Yaakov and Esav are 63, now you're going to have to work ahead in terms of Yaakov being 130 when he meets up with Paro in Mitzrayim. And we know that Yaakov met with Paro after Yosef had been Mishnah Lamelech for 9 years, 7 years for the plenty and 2 years of famine, right? He was 30 when he rose to power, right? And he was 17 when he left from the house of Yaakov. If you do all of that math, I'm not going to read you the whole Rashi, but you'll realize there are 14 years not accounted for if you want to get Yaakov from the point, and we know he was 20 years by love until Yosef was born, and then you have the Yosef being 30, another 9, meaning 39 at the age that Yaakov met with Paro, and he's 130, so you're going to be short 14 years. So what did he do with 14 years? Obviously, he had to be studying Torah for 14 years. Okay, so the Torah lets us know right now that information, that Yishmael dies at this point. Okay. Let's keep that in the background. What was the significance of this marriage between Esav and Machalas? What was Esav's motivation? Seemingly, there was something positive about this, the recognition, Kiros Benos Kanaan. Then again, he is Esav after all, and you can't put anything past him. What was there an ulterior motive? Was it something of a tshuva? Was it not? What makes this question quite interesting as well is the comment that Rashi quotes, not here, but in Parshas Vayishlach, and that's the idea that a chasen mochin lo akarbo nosav, namely, the fact that the Torah calls her here by the name Machalas, and we know in another place, in Vayishlach, it tells us that he married Basmas Bas Yishmael. What is her name? Basmas or Machalas? Machalas is Milashim Mechila, and that teaches us that there's some kind of Mechilas Avonos happening. Namely, the Chassan, who's Esav, right, had a Mechilas Avonos because of his Shidduch. Okay, that's quite striking. Esav is the model for us to know, and that's the basis of the minig brought in Shulchan Aruch, the minig that l'chasen fast b'yom chupas. And the mocker, of course, is what? Is Esa. So we have to understand exactly what is happening with Esa. Is it something positive? Is it not? Does a chasen need to do tshuva to have a mechilas abonus? Does it happen magically? Did Esa do something of a tshuva here or not? And here you get some interesting indications in different directions. So, Lamasha, let me read you from the Medrash Rabbah here in this section, the very end of the parasha. Vayar Esav, Kiros Peros Kinoan, Vayilch Esav El Yishmael, Rabbi Shur Ben Levi Amar, Nasan Daitel His Gayer. Esav had intention to be Megayer. Now, Gayer obviously is not formal gear that we know of after Matan Torah, but there's a concept in the Midrashim of gear to somehow embrace the derech of Avraham Avinu, to embrace monotheism, to become somehow in line with the Masorah. So there was some element on Esav's part of doing tshuva. That's what it would sound like in the statement of Yishuv ben Levi. And he continues in this vein, Machlas shamacha lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol avonosav. So now you see that the fact that he gets Mechila is connected to the fact that Esav had good intentions. And then he goes on, Basmas, Basma Daito Alav, all of this meaning that it was a positive thing. Then you have another opinion, a dissenting opinion in the Medrash. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Igu hotzi es harishonos yafe haya. If he would have divorced his first wives, yeah, that would be positive. Then you see Esav is doing tshuva. He's marrying Bas, the granddaughter of Avram, and he's divorcing all the other wives. Ela al nashav. The pasuk says al nashav, and al nashav means that the first wives he still keeps. So that's not a good thing. So what does he say, Rabbi Elazar? Ke'ev al ke'ev. What is he saying? He's playing off of that word machlas. And he's saying machlas is what? Like an illness, sickness. Ke'ev al ke'ev, tab'acha kuv al kuv, tosefes al ba'is mole. In other words, don't look at this as positive at all. So apparently, you have in the Midrash two opinions about Esav, whether this was nasa daitu lizgayer, tshuva, in which case you have the machlas miloshen mechila, or we look at Esav not in a positive light, rather it's all a front, it's all Esav consistently trying to show that he maybe is doing good, but really we know the model of a chazir. He shows his father his frum side, and all these frum questions, but really, what is he? He's like a chazir, he's really tamei, and really he's doing all these things with women, and so on. So over here as well. So what's machlas? Lashon sickness. Maril Diskin says something fascinating. Maril Diskin ala Torah. It says, you look in some chumashim, you'll see the nikud of the word as mochalas, with a comment under the mem. If you look at other chumashim, you'll see the nikud of under the mem is a patach. What is in your chumashim? Mochalas. Other chumashim, machalas. May nafgamina. He wants to be tolerated in these two shatim, two shitas in the Medrash. If we understand the Lashon Mechila, then it would be Machalas, Lashon Mechila, Machal. But if it would be Shat, Lashon Sickness, then it would be Machalas. What do you do? You always have a maftir, right? So you can do maybe one way when you read it the first time. I'm not telling you, but maybe he mentions that also. I was thinking, this could be totally in something else as well. The Maisa, it says Al Nashav. Al Nashav sounds like, yeah, the Maisa, he did divorce the first wife, so how could you say this is a positive thing? The Maisa, that's what Rashi says, and many in the Farshim as well, that Al Nashav means it's all bad, you know. Who knows if this Machlas was even any good, you know? She was Basi Shmuel, so Shmuel is, you know, it's not necessarily, you have to see. Shmuel had something redeeming about him in terms of his tshuva, but Lamaisa, she's Basi Yishmael. It's interesting, however, that on the one hand you have this idea that Al Nashav means, you know, he didn't divorce his first wives, and therefore the Torah is condemning him and critiquing him. But there are some Mefarshim who take the Al Nashav in a different way. I noticed, for example, in the Radak. The Radak says Al Nashav means that this became the main wife. In other words, the other wives were secondary. Yes, true, he hasn't divorced them yet. But Al Nashav puts this machlas on a pedestal, meaning that she's the one that's going to run the show, because she's now the one that he thought is the most chashuv. We find something similar in the Netziv as well, in the Hamikdavar, that the Al Nashav means that she was the one that he felt would be most matim for him. The Netziv Lashon is in Higa Bahalichos Beso Aleihem. That's Lo Eze Bechayav, and he thought that would do the trick because he made her the wife that mattered. The Chizkuni also says something which speaks a little bit more kindly and generously for Esav. He says, "Vayikach es machas bas Yishmael, Amar Esav, these last brachos that Yitzchak gave Yaakov were for Eretz Canaan, and he says to marry from family." So because I married Bnos Kenan, I was down there, it's Kenan. Halach v'lokach lo es bas Yishmael, shema me'ata eske l'nachas Avram. He wanted to have that connection. This goes well with the Pshat in the Medrash, that it was Nosan Daito is Gaia. The Yaznayim with Torah, the Yotam and Sivatskin, in terms of the idea of a chas and b'yom chupaso, so there's a chidush here that we learned from Esav. What is the chidush? He says two things. Number one, you see, even someone who's done all kinds of terrible things before they become a chassan. Esav, of course, was a chote uposhea, but comes Yom HaChupa, you can get kapara. You don't think that, you know, only if you're like a benini, you did an avera here and there, but someone who's really lived whatever a life which really left a lot to be desired, there's something to be said for this inyan of mechila. And secondly, dafka im yeshol hirurei tshuva. So he wants to attribute to Esav what you could call a hirurei tshuva, because Esav, after all, wanted Mary Machlas, he wanted Lasos with son Aviv. So again, maybe it's a little bit not a perfect tshuva, al nashav, he didn't divorce the other wives, but maybe he did make her special, and therefore you have to have something of a hirurei tshuva in order to get this kapara. Okay, this so far is, you know, two perspectives, and it's hard to know exactly where to fit Esav in, but perhaps we can be a little charitable, but then we can also be critical, but then, you know, where do we go from there? There's a whole other dimension that's brought in numerous midrashim that attribute to Esav a very nefarious motive. Not just like, you know, he couldn't get rid of the Yetzirah, the Taiva, so al-Nashav, he wanted to do good, but he, you know, he couldn't let go of his old wife, so he's sort of torn, but no, there's something else very, very hideous about what Esav had in mind. Unbelievable thing. And this is something that's quoted in the Netziv and the Hamig Dover and the Harchev Dover and a number of midrashim. It's based on a medrash that Rashi quotes in Sefer Yecheskel. This medrash is on a pasuk in Yecheskel, one of the Nevuos, against Edom. Yan amorcha es shnei hagoyim v'shtei ha'aratzos li tiyena v'vashnuha v'hashem shamhaya. And then there's another pasuk that refers to Esav as being exposed, ech nechtesu Esav nivu matzpunav. Hashem knows Esav's secrets. Hashem knows Esav's secret agenda. So there are various formulations and permutations of this medrash. Let me first read you the way Rashi quotes it in Yecheskel there, Perek Lamed Hei, and you'll hear the gist of it. It says Rashi, medrash agada on this pasuk. Dorsho krape shaholach Esav el Yishmael lishchatein bo hasio sheyorer al Yitzchak al Yusas Avraham. That Yishmael will suddenly be reignited with hatred toward the fact that Yitzchak was the brother that took on the heritage and the legacy of Avraham. After all, Yishmael was a Bechor. He'll get Yishmael all riled up. And then what will happen? The Yarog Yishmael es Yitzchak. The Yishmael will kill Yitzchak. And now if that's the case, there's a Gol Hadam. Who's next of kin to get back at Yishmael for killing Yitzchak? Esav, because Esav now has become a Mechutin, because he's marrying into the family, and anyway, Yitzchak is his father. The Ei Ani Gol Hadam, the Arog es Yishmael. B'zeu Yitru Yivnei Evel Avi. Let my father's days be numbered. Why? Because Yishmael will kill Yitzchak. The Ibesh Ani es Yitzchak ve'es Yishmael. And I'll have it all. And this is what Esav has in mind. This is one version of the Medrash. To give you some other versions, and the Shonos of Medrash Tehillim, Nisma Yudalit, Vayom Esav Belibo, Yikru Me'evil Evil Avi. What does that mean? Ain't Derach She'erog es Abba. What does it mean? Yikru Me'evil Avi. Ani omer Yishmael achi v'hu hargo v'ani erog es Yaakov achi. So he kills Yitzchak. I kill Yaakov v'ani v'hu yorshin es ha'olam. But that is what he sold to Yishmael. He says, you and I will divvy it up because I'll kill my brother, you'll kill your brother, and the two of us will have the whole world. Abu Esav is saying he's even more duplicitous. Esav machashi v'libo hu me'achashi Yishmael hargo es avi. Bani es achi, ani ba'al Yishmael, ve'erogam oso, be'ira sa'olam levadi, and it'll all be mine. Kachu omer, that's the pasuk that the Medrash is going on, aman ava b'libo en elokim, v'Hashem pierced from Hashem, exposed this ruse, ech nechpisu esav nivu matzpunav, I've revealed his secrets, amoy ha-kadosh baruch hu, ani odeya, ma ha-shavta b'libach, I know what you're thinking, and that's the pasuk in Yecheskel, but Hashem Shamhaya, Hashem was privy to all this, you're not going to get away with it. Another version, Rabbi Chaim Paltiel, Ala Torah, you'll see where he goes with it. Now you understand how this ruse was foiled. So what an amazing idea Esav had. What a chat, right? He's coming to marry Bas Yishmael in order to convince Yishmael that he would kill Yitzchak, and then he'll kill Yaakov, and he'll kill Yishmael, it'll be his. But how did this get thwarted? Yishmael dies at that point. and suddenly everything falls apart. So the Netziv says something fascinating. The Netziv writes in Hamigdavar, now you understand well the way the pasuk is written. The way the pasuk is written, Kol zeh bol landeinu amedrash chazav. Vayelech esad al Yishmael. So he brings this medrash that we talked about. Vayelech esad al Yishmael. Mitchila bo al Yishmael. Not because Yishmael is Ben Avram. Let's say Ben Avram. What happens? Then Yishmael dies. Then he marries Machlas, the Nisuin, and then it's Yishmael Ben Avram. So Netziv says, was there a Hira Tshuva? Was it not a Hira Tshuva? It just depends. Initially, Esav is totally set with this crazy agenda, with devious agenda, with this nefarious agenda to totally get everything. But then when his plan was thwarted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yishmael dies, then Esav chat, he chat something. He realized, okay, so now let me already do this, do my Kol Hashem Shemayim or whatever. Then it was Yishmael Ben Avram. Let me read you from the way that Netziv described it. First in the Har Chidavar, what's the arichas of the pasuk? So the pasuk is telling me this idea that we talked about, the Yechav Esav El Yishmael, to convince Yishmael to marry Yitzchak, not Yishmael ben Avram. El Yishmael to convince him to kill Yitzchak for the Bechora, and then he'll be the Goel Hadam and all of that. But then what happened was Esav Yishmael dies, and once Yishmael dies, then already with Tshuva. Then it's Tshuva, then it's Al Nashav, she'll be the main woman, and then you get a kapara, like a chasim b'yom chupasa. Because at the end of the day, there was some kind of a hira Tshuva that came out of it, not initially, but subsequently. Now there's a couple of things to take out of all this. First of all, in terms of the inyan of a chasim b'yom chupasa, so there's a lot of discussion in the parashah with the Shulchan Aruch and in the parashah of the Torah. Do you need Tshuva? Do you not need Tshuva? How do you understand it? So you can look. There's another Gemara in Yevamos. The Yerushalmi Bikurim is the marker for this idea that Rashi quotes in Vayishkach of a Chasin. But there, it's mentioned two other examples together with Chasin. What other two things are mentioned? Chasin, Gershin is Gayer, and Nasi. Nasi was Olga Gedua. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in Sichas Musar says there's something common here to all these things, and that is a sense of achrayis, kabbalas achrayis. A ger becomes Jewish, he's mekabel mitzvahs. A nasi, someone takes on a leadership role. A chasen now is achray for the house, for the household. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, he goes with the approach, you don't need tshuva, or minimal tshuva is enough, because the very fact that a person is mekabel achrayis, he's ole gedula, that gives them a siyata d'shmaya. Hashem says, let you give you a fresh start. Go ahead. Clean slate, blank slate, tshuva. That is Rav Chaim Shmulevitz's approach. There's also a Gemara in Yevamos. Kimish nasa adam isha avonosa mispakekin. There's a Maharal there that talks about the idea of beria chadasha. Again, a gerish and his gayer is beria chadasha. A chasin is a beria chadasha. In some way, nasi ola gedula. So here you have this idea that tshuva, or minimal tshuva, or no tshuva, there's something about a siyata d'shmaya that's gained when a person gets this sense of achrayis and a sense of erich hadasha, and Hashem gives you that special grace of tshuva. That's, I think, one takeaway to see here. There's something else in terms of the numbers that was striking to me. We made the cheshbon in the beginning of this year with the Rashi about the age. Now, we talked about Yishmael being 137 when he died, which was right now. Let's go back a little bit in time. Avram Avinu dies in the beginning of the parasha. Avram dies at age 175. That day of Avram's death is the Torah's description of the story of the Mechiras HaBechora, when Esav comes in Asadeh Behu Ayef. Just before was Vayigdulu HaNa'arim, they were 13. Now it's 2 years later. So Esav and Yaakov, what is the nazir that Yaakov is cooking? You know the Midrashim, Rashi quotes, that was the day Shemes Avram. And that was when he was cooking a machel for Avelin. And it was at that day that Esav was Yotzei Gertar Basra. Make a cheshbon, right? Yitzchak had the children at age 60, 15 years later. So this is when Avram is 175. That's the time that this event happened. Yazid Yaakov Nazid. Avraham is promised at the time Bishpin at Sarim, but at Tavah of you will be buried the Seva Tovah. What is that Haftacha? What does that entail? So Rashi quotes from Chazal, two things go into this Haftacha of Tikaveh B'Seva Tovah. If you look at the Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha, Rashi says, this is in Perek Tes Vav, Pasuk Tes Vav, Bisro Sheyase Yishmael Tshuva B'Yamav V'lo Yetze Esav L'tar B'Sra B'Yamav L'figach Meis Heishanim Kodim Zmano U'bo V'yom Marad Esav. Hashem is assuring Avraham two things. You will go pass away B'Seva Tova, meaning without any sense of aggravation. Esav is Yotze L'tar B'Sra after you pass away. In other words, Avram, the Esav is going to be bowed at age 15, so Avram dies not at 180 like Yitzchak, but at 175. Esav Yosef Tavis Rot after Avram's death. That's the first statement of Esav saying, I don't want any of this. Lest in Bles Dayan, he sells the Bechora, and so on. What else goes into this? Yishmael doing tshuva. Now, where do we have an indication in the Chumash that Yishmael does tshuva? So if you look in Parshas Chayisara, when it describes Avram passing away at the end of the parasha, last week's parasha, tells us in Perek Chafei, Pasuk Tes, Vayikberu Oso Yitzchak Vishmael Bana. Who's older? Yishmael. Vayikberu Oso Yitzchak Vishmael Bana. When Yitzchak passes away, in Parashas Vayishlach, and it talks about who buried Yitzchak, what does the Pasuk say? Who buried Yitzchak? In Perek Lamed Hey, at the end of the Perek, Yikbro so Esav Yaakov Banav. Esav is first. Esav doesn't defer to Yaakov. Esav is Esav. Masha Inkain with Avram's Lura, it says Yitzchak Yishmael Banav. So Rashi quotes based on Chazal. What does that indicate? Mikan Sha'asa Yishmael Tshuva V'holich Es Yitzchak L'fanav V'hi Seva Tova Shanema Be'Avram. That means that Yishmael did Tshuva. Now, it's not clear when Yishmael did Tshuva, but I am a Shire. My conjecture is, if this is the first time we have any indication of it, so we'll say that at the time of Avram's death, that would be the point that Yishmael did Tshuva. So it comes at something fascinating, namely that the point of Avram's death had two opposite reactions. On the one hand, triggered on the part of Yishmael Tshuva, as we see, he let Yitzchak go first, but it also triggered Esav's being Yotzi with Habisra. And Avram's Seva Tova includes the fact that he didn't see Esav Yotzi with Habisra, but he had, that at the time that he died, Yishmael did Tshuva basically then. If that's the case, the Kaparas Avonos that Esav achieved at the time that he marries Machlas, Vosmas, is the amount of years that he was living in sin. He had a kaparas avonos. That kaparas avonos, those years of sin that Esav had a kapara for, correspond to the years of Yishmael living with mitzvos, with tzidkus, with tshuva. Because both events grew out of the same point in time. Yishmael's tshuva was at the time of Avram's death, and Esav's going to Tarbisra was at that time. Make a cheshbon, how many years? So that was the ki'ilu, the kapara. Esav's kapara was, he gained, at the time that he marries this machlas, he gains the tshuva years of Yishmael, went onto Esav's account to erase his aver. So it comes out, zeh l'mazeh, that's what comes out. But something else interesting, how many years were they? Well, not too hard to figure it out, right? Okay, let's figure it out. Yishmael lived 137, and he did tshuva when Avram dies. That means Avram dies at 175. So Yishmael was how old then? What? Yishmael was what? He was Avram was 86 when Yishmael was born. So add up 86. When Yishmael, but what am I missing? No, do the math. 80, what?
89.
How many years was he living until he did tshuva? Until Avram dies? What?
What's I think 89.
How many years? No, what?
79.
Okay, let's start again. From the time that Avram passes away, Avram passed away when he is 175. That's when Yishmael did Shuvah. How old was Yishmael when Avram is 175? Yishmael is born when Avram is 86. So that means 89. So at 89 he does Tshuva. He lives to 137. So how many years was Yishmael b'Tshuva? 48. No? 89 to 137 is 48 years. There is a shita in the Midrashim. At what point was Avram makir his boder? There's a shita that Ben Gimel makir Avram his boder. There's another shita that Avram was makir his boder when he was memches. So according to that shita, you might say that the 48 years that Avram Avinu lacked his hakara and HaKadosh Baruch Hu were what was mashim, that what gave him back, so to speak, those years that he lacked in hakara and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the years that his son Yishmael was omid b'tshuva. Ki'ilu Yishmael, so to speak, was matzel Avram, gave back the sense of shleimus to Avram Avinu's life that was clearly koyam of with that sense of hakara and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Cheshmi is correct, and we're attributing it to the Rashi in Parshas Chayisara, that Yitzchak the Yishmael Banav. So we have an interesting analogy between the number 48, corresponding to that which we say Avram Avinu was only Makir as Kodesh Baruch Hu at age 48, but now those years were brought back to him in the form of his son Yishmael having done Shuva, which is a number of years from the time that Avram left the world until Yishmael left the world. And again, those years were also corresponding to the years that Esau was with Havasrah, and yet when Esau goes and marries with Yishmael, notwithstanding, you could say, what ulterior motives he had, or what tshuva he didn't have, or maybe there was a tshuva at the end, all the different possibilities, but Lamaisa, what Esau gained were those same years that he had been living until now in Chet, but which Yishmael was living during those times with Teshuvah. Good Shabbos, everybody.